Welcome to the Supreme Master Television's Raw Vegan Picnic. This is a segment for the beach. Summer is here and it's time to go to the beach and use all of the gifts of nature. So we've got some very unusual things here today because many people don't realize that nature has really a plethora of things from which to choose. We're here today at MOA Wellness Center in West Los Angeles, and we're going to be teaching you how to make all of these things that your family will love, whether they want to be vegan or not. And we're going to make vegan exciting, something that is fresh and fun. So we're going to start by using a ceramic knife, because ceramic knives do not alter the energy of the food, and they do not leave the heavy metal in the food. When you use metal, the metal, it changes the energy of the food. So what happens is that the metal remains in the food, and we want to keep the high vibrational energy of raw vegan cuisine. We're going to be using some very interesting herbs today. This is basil. Some of you know this one. Incredible smell. You take a whiff of it and you're already in seventh heaven. We have here some peppermint, and this one is actually in season right now. Everything we're using is seasonal, local, and mainly from the MOA farm in Fresno. So here we have figs. These are my favorite summer foods. Figs, when in season, when they pick from the trees before they're dried, this is what they look like. And what we're going to be doing today is actually using them as an appetizer. So we need a solid one, one with a firm bottom like this. And we're going to be putting it on a bamboo, of course, cutting board. So we're going to be taking the top of it off. And we're using the ceramic knife, of course, and it's straight down. Notice the ceramic knife. You do not have to go back and forth with it. It just goes straight down. So it's not mutilating the food. And then we're going to take a spoon, a small spoon, or you can take the top of the knife. And we're going to scoop out the insides of the fig. So you've got to be careful with this so you do not ruin the fig, because you want the outer skin to remain intact. I'm going to use the knife to finish it off. Sometimes the knife is actually best to do it with. So what we're doing is really emptying it out. And we're going to put it in the mortar and pestle here. You could also put this in a blender if you wish, but you don't want to make it too watery, because if you're taking this to the beach, you don't want things to be spilling. You want something that will remain a bit on the solid side as well. You can see that we've emptied this one out, and we're going to cut this one now and do the same thing to it. So look at the top here, just go counterclockwise and then pull it out. You can pull out the whole thing as one piece. Even, see? And then I'm going to go a little further down now and pull out the rest of this. This one, as you can see, will remain more intact. And then we're going to empty it a little bit more of its inner workings here. And now what we're going to be doing is taking these absolutely joyful raspberries. So we're going to take these raspberries and drop them in here as well. And we're going to mix them together with the inside of the figs. So this is how we do it. This is how it's been done for centuries. This is something that children would love to do at the beach. And here's the fun about doing it at the beach. You don't have to worry about dropping on the ground, because the ground is the sand and the sea's right there to wash it away. So it's okay to have children mess up themselves with this, because you're at the beach anyway. So once you have this to the consistency that you wish to, and it can be thicker, it can be smoother, you can either now just bring it back into the fig and begin to restuff it again and just press it down into the fig. You can use your hand or you can use the spoon to do that. And when you finish it, you can either put the top back onto it. I like to have this running down on the sides a little bit. You can either serve it like this, or I'm going to show you another way. We can put this one in here, all the way in, and open the side a little bit so you can see the different colors of the rainbow in there. We're going to take a little bit of the basil. This one might want to go on its side. It's okay, let it go. We're going to just cut a piece of the basil. And what you can do, if you wish, just like a flower, you can actually flower it like that rather than putting the cap back on. And now I'm going to show you another way to do this, is to put the basil in the mixture itself. And then you're going to also do the same thing like before. So now you're changing the taste in here. Open this again straight down. Take out the insides like this. Add it to the mixture. And there are many different ways and different stuffings that you can have for this. In the book, Celebrating Our Raw Nature, I have at least 4 or 5 different ways that you can do this, and I will show you at least 3 of them today. So now we're going to mix this a little bit more. You could also put a little bit more raspberries if that's to your liking. The difference with this one is it has the basil in it. So there goes the basil inside now. And just press it down or let it run alongside it if you wish to. I'm going to put these now on a plate. And I'm going to do a different one now. This time I'm going to use the peppermint, because I'm loving peppermint. This is in season now. It's great for your digestive system. Everyone should be using peppermint. It also helps you to stay awake when you're exhausted and tired. Peppermint will keep you awake. So if you find yourself at the beach and it's not time to nap yet and you need to stay awake, instead of using coffee, this is Earth has what we need. Earth knows what we need and gives us of itself lovingly. So here's that beautiful peppermint just begging for you to use it instead of going and using artificial things and chemicals that are artificial instead. So we're going to put this now in the mixture. If you wish, you can cut that beforehand. It's really up to you. And then you put it in the mixture, and this will change the mixture. See the different colors? A little bit more of the raspberries in there. And now we're going to mix it in again. This is something that you can do and leave it in the refrigerator, and then when you come home and you're really hungry and you're very hot and thirsty and tired, you can just have this instead. So we're going to take another one. The fatter the fig, the better for this. This will be much more effective for this. Now I'm going to cut this one further down, because this time, see, it's much further down this time, and I'm going to take out the insides now and have it almost hollow. So this way it becomes more like a cup rather than a fig. And I can take out as little or as much as I want. It's really up to you on how much of the filling you want and how much of the inner part of the fig you'd like to keep. And then you mix it around again. Actually, you can see the difference. If I mix it with a spoon, do you see how it stays separate? But when I do this, everything mixes together. And this is why it's really important to get a mortar and a pestle to do this. Plus it's fun, especially if you're a child. It's fantastic to do this. I'm going to do another one and show you how you can make that one a little different. I'm going to do another one that is also further down. I'm going to cut this one, and I'm going to take out the insides of it as well and add it to the mixture. And then once I've done that, I'm going to use this again to mix it all the way in. This is not something that demands a lot of time. I hear all the time, oh, raw vegan cuisine. I want it to be raw vegan, but it's too time consuming. It depends on what you're doing. Just don't complicate it with a lot of things. Now this time I will add the flour, which is, of course, the mint on top. And we're going to bring it back over to here, and we're going to bring it in front now. And this is fun at the beach to have this. And like I said, you can refrigerate this if you wish, and just keep it refrigerated. When you come home, it's nice and cool and sweet and tangy, and it will waken you. This time, I'm going to add something that's slightly different. So we're taking out the insides again, putting the insides back into the mixture. But now watch what I'm doing this time. This is coconut meat, which I have removed from a coconut. This is marvelous in the summer. This is one of the most refreshing and tantalizing dishes to have in the summer. It's coconut. So you drink the water first, and then you take the flesh, and this is the flesh which we have spooned out of the coconut. And you see how easy it is to cut with a ceramic knife. And then I'm just going to make tiny little cuts like this. Because these figs are rather small, I can put the coconut directly in the fig, just tap it in, or I could have put it in the mixture, put a little bit of the mixture on top. Of course, you could do this with strawberries if you decide to. And then put some of the coconut on the top. And now this part, this time we have coconut fig. So you see, refreshing, but even more so, it's healthful. Your health will improve, you'll be vital all summer, and you won't have hurt any animals, you won't have hurt the earth. You're eating according to your local place that you live, you're eating according to the season, and you're also eating something that's healthful to the planet, to yourself, and to everyone who inhabits this planet. Thank you for coming. My name is Dorit. I am at MOA Wellness Center, and I'm so glad to have you visit us today. Please enjoy the fruits of summer.
Details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.